All right, welcome everyone. This is Jackie Christensen. Welcome to the Sizzle Product Call. So glad you're on this evening. You're going to be enlightened by a company called Influence, spelled I-N-F-L-U, capital letters E-N-C-E. And it's just an incredible product. You know, just a little bit of my background. I've come to Sizzle because of the product. I'm a certified sports nutritionist, child nutritionist, and personal trainer. My love and my passion is health and wellness and nutrition. I'm the kind of person that reads nutritional articles for fun and books for fun. And I just have a passion for helping people with their health. So I chose Sizzle because of their unique, incredible, powerful products. So tonight we're going to be talking about Influence. And Influence is an intensified, patent-pending formula with an array of highly effective ingredients, which we'll go over. It's in a unique formula that supercharges and fortifies your immune system. It's an arsenal of powerful, targeted ingredients and provides massive support to supercharge and fortify the immune system. So we're going to go over the key ingredients. In fact, we're going to go over all the ingredients. All the ingredients are a very vital part of Influence. Elderberries and quercetin. There's a direct relationship there, because quercetin is found in elderberries. Quercetin is an antioxidant, flavanol, and a powerful immune booster. It is found in elderberries. Now, elderberries contain what's called anthocyanin. It's an antioxidant flavonoid that provide many body systems support. It's primarily found in North America and Europe. And elderberries are referred to as the medicine chest, or was referred to the medicine chest by Hippocrates. And these berries have been researched and proven to contain many medicinal and health benefits. In fact, in 1995, elderberry juice was used to treat a flu epidemic in Panama. And scientists even used these powerful berries to help treat AIDS and cancer. So many nutrients can be found in elderberries. Among them are flavonoids, amino acids, tannin, carotenoids, vitamins, vitamin C, A, B, rutin, organic pigments, ruberic acid, and lectins. You don't need to know what all that is, but just know that it's powerfully packed with all these ingredients that are mainly flavonoids and amino acids. So these berries have been used for years as a folk remedy for different illnesses and conditions, and research has shown that they're still effective in treating many conditions, among them the flu, tonsillitis, diabetes, asthma, yeast infections, viral infections, chest and nasal congestion, and constipation. Elderberry extract has been shown to prevent cardiovascular disease by reducing the oxidation of LDL cholesterol in the blood. And the anthocyanins, which are contained in the elderberry, are one of the most powerful antioxidants known to man. They're found in these remarkable berries in far higher quantities than either vitamin C or vitamin E. Their juice is also known to help with night vision and improve digestion. Infusions of elderberry are said to be good for back pain, nerve disorders, reducing inflammation in the urinary tract and bladder. With regard to the flu, people who had the flu and consumed elderberry juice reported less severe symptoms than those who did not take elderberry juice. They also recovered substantially faster. The quercetin that's contained in the elderberry is believed to be responsible for most of the therapeutic effects of the berries. So just an incredible ingredient right there. Let me see what else I want to share with you on elderberries. Elderberries may also be effective in treating some diseases related to a depressed immune system. And preliminary studies have shown that it may be effective against some viruses, including herpes and the human immune deficiency virus HIV. It's also been effective to be shown against at least 8 strains of the flu virus. Let's see here. I don't want to get too technical. A clinical trial of elderberry found that it cured 90% of flu infections in 3 days, which was half the time needed for recovery in participants taking a placebo. So it's been used in folk medicine for centuries to treat influenza, cold, sinusitis, and then, of course, the antiviral activity against influenza and herpes simplex. The next ingredient in influence, one other thing I missed. Elderberry is used for antioxidant activity. It's also used to lower cholesterol, improve vision, to boost the immune system, to improve heart health. It's for cough, cold, flu, bacterial and viral infections, tonsillitis, as I mentioned. And that is about it, which is quite a bit. The second ingredient we're going to talk about in influence is lactoferrin. In humans, lactoferrin increases immature neutrophils, which destroy microorganisms. In vitro, curcumin modulates the activation of T cells. So the curcumin is actually the ingredient in influence, and curcumin modulates the activation of T cells, B cells, natural killer cells, which are types of white blood cells known as lymphocytes, and macrophages, which are big eaters that engulf and digest cellular debris and pathogens and neutrophils. Curcumin also effectively targets several different types of bacteria, and that would be Staphylococcus aureus, Salmonella, and a few other things that are very difficult to pronounce. Curcumin is also effective at keeping cholesterol levels in check, fighting diabetes, but it also relieves disease-causing inflammation. So it helps. The curcumin has an anti-inflammatory effect, and a high level of inflammation is directly related to the health of your immune system. It also targets health-destroying free radicals. We all know about free radicals. So curcumin is also a powerful remedy for preventing and treating cancer, as it regulates the expression of genes that contribute to tumorigenesis, cell survival, cell proliferation, invasion, angiogenesis. So supplementing with curcumin, again, found in influence, is an excellent way to avoid diseases of all kinds. It should be a regular part of your diet. It's a spice. You can cook with it. From ulcers and cardiovascular disease to gastrointestinal disorders and cancer, curcumin is an excellent source of health-promoting nourishment that offers multiple benefits. The third ingredient we're going to talk about in influence is called star anise, or star anise, depending how you say it. It has a naturally abundant supply of shikimic acid and a long history of herbal use in many cultures. So anise fruit is a main ingredient found in Tamiflu. Tamiflu is an antiviral drug that can reduce the severity of flu symptoms, and it's produced by the Swedish pharmaceutical company Roche and can also work as a temporary vaccine for relatives of those infected with the flu. So star fruit is native to China and Vietnam, and the star anise fruit produces five pointed fruits or seed pods, which have been used in Chinese medicine for centuries. And the plant is widely used in alternative medicine for a huge range of problems, from dyspepsia to cough. It's a little bit rare. It does take a long time to grow. It takes about 5 to 6 years for the plant to actually even bloom. All right, the next ingredient we're going to talk about, number four, is resveratrol. Yes, resveratrol. I learned something about resveratrol tonight that I didn't know. I really didn't know that there was a direct link to the immune system. But as you know, in mice, studies have shown that resveratrol increases survival and turns back on the genes of youth. Well, did you know that resveratrol also has an immune-boosting effect and the reduction of inflammatory processes in the body help the entire body to enhance immune functions and to ward off a variety of illnesses and diseases? Resveratrol acts in various ways to enhance the immune functions of the body. Technically, resveratrol belongs to a class of antibiotic compounds pronounced phytoalexins. These naturally occurring compounds in plants, they produce protection against disease, and scientists have isolated these antioxidant compounds and developed applications for use by humans. Resveratrol supplements are now the results and contain high concentrations of resveratrol antioxidants. So it's a natural defense mechanism found in plants. Has a great number of health benefits. And as you know, it includes the lowering of blood sugar and improves the immune system. So resveratrol is an anti-inflammatory. Again, that's directly related to immune health. It's an antioxidant. It's an anti-tumor. It's an anti-hyperglycemic. It's an antimicrobial, which would mean it's antibacterial. It has anti-carcinogenic properties, some antioxidant properties. And then, of course, it also mimics the effects of calorie restriction and retards the aspect of aging. So let me see here. So resveratrol also protects the body against free radical. It's a very, very powerful free radical. And that's normally associated with not only immune, but disease and premature aging. Research also suggests that the anti-tumor and anti-metastatic activities of resveratrol might be due to the inhibition of DNA synthesis in LLC cells and the inhibition of LLC-induced neovascularization and tube formation, et cetera. It gets very complicated, but basically it's a strong antioxidant and also protects the heart. So the list goes on and on about resveratrol. Let's talk about zinc. So in humans, zinc has increased cell-mediated immune response. And zinc is thought by many nutritionists to be the most important mineral supplement because it's commonly deficient in the diet. Zinc is a nutrient that aids the immune system. It is essential to human growth. Zinc is key to proper T cell and natural killer cell function in your immune system and proper lymphocyte activity. It may be directly involved in antibody production to help you fight infection. So zinc is essential to many enzyme systems and for normal functioning of the immune system. Here are some key functions of zinc. It functions in the immune system and in the body's fight against damaging free radicals. It's also used to support optimum immune function. You've heard of zinc lozenges, right? Probably most of you have tried zinc lozenges. Why are they so good? It's because they can help you fight off colds and sore throat and recover from injury and illness and all that. But if you ever get a sore throat, it takes a long time for it to go away. What you can do immediately is suck on zinc lozenges. So when the zinc comes in contact with the bacterial or the bacteria or the virus in your throat, on contact, it actually kills that bacteria or that virus. So it's not just the fact that it's in your system, but it's actually on contact. That's why you want to use those lozenges if you have a sore throat. It's also been found to cut the time of recovery for colds and the flu. Zinc may also protect you against the toxic effects of chemical exposures. And the last ingredient we're going to talk about briefly is selenium. So in humans, selenium causes an increase in the activity of natural killer cells, enhancing the immune system. So in vitro, in mice, there was interleukin and T-cell modulation, which regulate the immune system. So what they found is that selenium actually helps in the immune system and in the process of your immune system by naturally boosting the process by which our body fights infection, viruses, bacteria, etc. So as you can tell, all these ingredients have been hand-selected by Tom and the research scientists at Sizzle. They all serve a purpose, and it really is a unique formula. I've never seen anything with these ingredients all together. In fact, we just purchased Influence, and my son and I have been on it probably for about a week. We both have asthma. We both were sick at the same time, and we definitely don't want to get sick again. The dose is just one per day, And also a perfect companion for Influence. If you are feeling sick, if you start to get sick, or if you were exposed to someone that was sick, or it's flu season, or you're around a lot of people in a crowd, or maybe traveling on an airplane, it's a good idea to add Fucoidin to your influence regimen and Spectrum-X because of the antioxidant properties, as well as Body Shield. So if you're sick, definitely be on those three. Influence, Fucoidin, Spectrum-X, and Body Shield. So that is it for tonight's call. I hope you enjoyed it.